Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
Remember that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. So He hasn't changed.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Crazy Faith.
Speak the Word.
I want to talk about a person who had crazy faith and who obeyed the Lord and did as he was commanded. And let's begin in 1 Kings chapter 18. We're going to talk about Elijah the prophet. Elijah confronted King Ahab with confidence. He had confidence in his God. Elijah said, let's have a little contest here between Baal and the Lord. So Elijah told him, he said, you drag your bull out here and pray to your God to burn it up.
Yes.
Then Elijah said, after the prophets of Baal had a chance to prove the existence of their God, little letter, Elijah said, I will prepare my bull and I will lay it on the wood on the altar, but not set fire to it.
Amen.
He said, let the games begin.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
he said, the team of Baal pulled their carcasses on stage. They danced around their bull. They prayed loudly to their God. And people watched closely, but nothing happened.
Nothing.
And Elijah said, you're going to have to shout louder.
Yes.
He said, for surely he is God. Perhaps he is daydreaming or relieving himself. Or maybe he's away on a trip. They danced on stage all day long, but nothing happened. And then Elijah called to the people. He said, come on over here. And they crowded around as he prepared the altar of the Lord that had been torn down, because the altar of the Lord had been torn down. And I didn't go into all the details, but Elijah had come in and he had repaired the altar and he'd built it back up. In verse 36, it says, at the usual time for the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah, the prophet, walked up to the altar and he prayed. He prayed, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, prove today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant. Prove that I have done all this at your command. And immediately the fire of the Lord flashed down from heaven and burned up the young bull.
Yes.
It burned up the wood.
Uh-huh.
It burned up the stones and the dust. In verse 39, it says, and when all the people saw all this take place, they fell face down. Some translation says they prostrated themselves down on the ground and they cried out,
amen.
The Lord, He is God. Hallelujah. And it says, and then Elijah commanded them. He said, seize all the prophets of Baal. Don't let a single one of them escape. And I don't go into details, but they all died because he took them all out and they were killed. And as the people of Israel saw what the Lord God did when he brought down fire from heaven and burned up Elijah's sacrifice, they all fell down and cried, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Hallelujah. And saints, He's going to be returning soon.
Amen.
To gather those who have accepted Him as their Lord. Are you hearing me? In Revelation 22:10, it says, the Apostle John said, he told me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near. In Revelation 22:11, in NIV says, let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let that vile person continue to be vile.
Amen.
Let the one who does right continue to do right. Yes. And let the holy person continue to be holy. Yes. And let me inject this in here. Just because the Lord said, let them continue to do bad, that does not excuse us for praying for them.
Amen.
The Lord expects us to continue to pray for the lost until they've taken their last breath.
Amen.
And there's nothing left. Once they've taken their last breath, there's nothing you can do.
Amen.
But we can pray for them until they take their last breath.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? He said, look, Jesus said, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. In verse 13, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last.
Yes.
He said, I am the beginning. And I am the end.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, all these things that we have been experiencing in the past couple of years is only the beginning of the end.
Amen.
We know that Jesus is coming back soon.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
And I would be remiss if I didn't get up and preach what he gives me to preach.
Amen.
You know, people must be reminded. They must know that there is an end.
Amen.
And all you have to do is just look around to know that it is close, that it is at the door. The Bible says in Revelation, it's at the door.
Amen.
That is close. When you've got company coming and they drive up in the driveway, that's one thing. When they get at the door, they're there.
Amen.
And you can either let them in or just keep them out there.
Amen.
But in this case, you don't have a choice.
Hallelujah.
You don't have a choice.
Amen.
Another thing the Lord has revealed to me is that he is going to be sending his word wrapped in different packages. In other words, there will be messengers that will not be packaged the way we're used to seeing them. As an example, I'm real guilty of this. As a matter of fact, a lot of the messages that the Lord gives me, I'm guilty of. And I don't mind saying I'm guilty of stuff.
Right.
He reminded me that there's several times that I might flip the TV or I might do something on the radio or whatever, and I wouldn't watch them because of the way they were dressed or maybe the way they looked, you know, the way they spoke, or maybe the background on their studio, you know?
Yeah.
And so not too long ago, I was on my treadmill as usual, trying to get up there every morning. And always listen to the word. Well, 99% of the time I'm listening to the word when I'm on the treadmill. I was listening to the word, and this person came across the screen. And I listened about 2 minutes, and I thought, oh, what was that? It wasn't in the right package.
Okay.
You know, I'm from the old school. Sometimes we can be from the old school, but really what it's saying is we're self-righteous.
Go ahead.
I think sometimes we need to examine ourselves. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves. And sometimes we can be self-righteous.
Amen.
And I was self-righteous.
Amen.
Because it wasn't, you know, I'm thinking it's not dressed the way I think it should be. It's not where, you know, the whole scene is not the way I think it's supposed to be.
Amen.
So I'm figuring that Lord probably don't like that either. But you know, the Lord did speak through a donkey.
Yes.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
And so he impressed upon me to go back and listen to it. So I did. And I usually carry my iPad up, not this one, but a smaller one, and I flip it over to my notes. You know, you can speak into it, and because I can't hardly write and run at the same time. But I listened to that message. It was a good word.
All right.
It was a good word. And I took maybe a whole page of notes, you know. And since then, I'm not saying that every message the person teaches is that way, but I've listened to a couple since then, and they have a different way of delivering it.
Amen.
In other words, a different package.
Amen.
But it's all God. It's all God. And that's what you want. Somebody, you don't want somebody up there that all they talk about, if you sow this, you'll get the new car. If you sow this, you'll get the house or whatever. You want somebody that they can help you in that. But it's got to be done God's way.
Amen.
It can't be done just their way.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that might.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood at Calvary that washed away all of our sins, bore all of our pain, and took every infirmity. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you said that when you return, will you find people on earth who believe in you, who have faith? And Father, I pray that we will have that kind of crazy faith that people like David, who went up against Goliath with 3 small stones, and Joshua, who took on an army of thousands with only 600 men, and they were able to step out in faith and do as you have commanded them to do, because they had faith in the one and only true God, God Almighty himself, the host of the armies, the same God that we serve now. For thanks be to God who never changes. We realize that there is much turmoil and confusion and fear in the world today. But I believe that there is no situation that we're facing today that the God we serve can't handle. For the God we serve is raising up his warriors, his soldiers that are not afraid to speak up and stand up. For the God that we serve, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.